is the King of Kings Radio.
Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Well, today I'm coming to you directly from the beautiful grounds of the Kentucky State Capitol building. The reason for that is the Kentucky General Assembly is in emergency special session this week. We'll be telling you why here in just a second. But as long as I'm up here, let me invite you to come up to Kentucky's Capitol sometime. I've worked up here for years, and I love to have different groups come up and give them a tour of our building. I'll teach you about the rich heritage of the Capitol building, about Kentucky's Christian heritage, and all of this is absolutely free. I don't charge a cent for it. If you would like to have your church group, Sunday school class, youth group, your patriot group, or whatever, come up to the Capitol building for a tour, just send me an email at lee.watts.kentucky@gmail.com. And we'll arrange a time to go and escort your group through the building. We'll see if we can set up a time to meet with your senator and your representative as well. It'll be a wonderful outing, and I hope you can take advantage of that. Let's talk about why the General Assembly is in emergency session this week. And it has to do with the floods that recently took place over in eastern Kentucky. And they're hoping to accomplish two major things during this emergency session. Number one, they want to send some money of relief efforts to some of the affected counties. And number two, they want to adjust the number of required school days that some of the students in those counties would be required to go, because their schools have been either destroyed or greatly damaged in the floods. This is what I would call a clean bill. It does what it is supposed to do in the proper way. So it went in clean, and let's hope and pray that it comes out clean. Every once in a while, somebody will try to sneak something in. It's what's called a committee substitute, to spend money in an inappropriate way, a little pork, as it is called. We'll be keeping an eye on that and give you a report if we got a nice clean bill or if they porked it up throughout the week, and we'll tell you about that this coming week. Now, talking about the floods over in eastern Kentucky, when these happened, we went on air and said, if you would like to help donate, there's some churches in the area that are providing direct relief to their fellow Kentuckians. And I'm happy to tell you, and I thank you, we had hundreds of dollars sent in to give directly to these churches. We have now delivered 100% of all of that directly to the pastors and the churches that have provided relief for these people and are continuing to provide relief. So thank you, everybody who sent it in. We have delivered it to them 100%. However, I've also found out from a pastor of one of the churches that his entire church building was destroyed under 14 feet of water. Wiped out everything. It is actually, the pastor is one of our current state representatives, Representative Bill Wesley, who's one of the most conservative, solid Christians in the entire legislature right now. His church has been destroyed. So I said, what can we do, and other patriots in the state, how can we help? He said, you can do two different things. First of all, they've got the water drained. They now need people with pressure washers that can come over and help spray off the rest of the building so they can get ready to rebuild. Personally, I thank the Lord every single time there's an excuse to use a pressure washer. Darn few problems in this world that couldn't be fixed with a proper use of a pressure washer. So if you would like to do that, that's one of the needs. If you have one, and you can go out to this place, it is called Lost Creek, Kentucky. They're also going to need people who know how to hang drywall. They have the drywall. They need people with the skills that know how to hang it. If you say, I've got a pressure washer, I'm willing to come out and hose this place down a little bit, I know how to hang drywall, then this is who to contact, who's coordinating all of these rebuilding efforts. The phone number is 606-634-5816. You can call that number or leave a text saying, I would like to come help either hang drywall or use my pressure washer, or how can you use me in another way to help rebuild this church, which has helped so many people, the flood victims over there in eastern Kentucky. Let's talk about another charity effort going on in Kentucky. And unlike the ones we've done before, this one is a giant scam. And it's being run by one of the most prominent politicians in our state right now, running for the United States Senate. His name is Charles Booker. He used to be a former representative here in the Kentucky House of Representatives. And he is now trying to replace Rand Paul as the senator from Kentucky. He wants to be in charge of your money up there. Well, let me tell you what Mr. Booker has done. He has started this charity called From the Hood to the Holler. And here's the interesting part. He pays himself to run the charity out of the charity's money. Now, here's how much do you think he pays himself? What does he give himself, like $5,000 a year to run this thing? No, that's not it. If you were to donate $100,000 to this charity, none of it would go to the charity. All of it would go directly to the personal pocket of Charles Booker. And in fact, more than that, he pays himself a whopping $150,000 a year to run the charity From the Hood to the Holler. I wish I had some kind of a scam going where I could get $150,000 to run a charity that I personally set up. This is literally what this guy is doing, and now he wants to go up to Washington, D.C. and be in charge of how we're spending all of our money. So, yeah, that's the guy running for Senate right now, paying himself $150,000 out of charity money. Now, some people would say, now, Mr. Watts, I mean, you're a Christian, and a Christian shouldn't be calling out people by name for what they're doing. That's just not Christian. That would be incorrect. Let's look at some biblical examples about this. If you want to go over to the New Testament and talk about John the Baptist, John the Baptist called out the king by name in public and then listed the specific thing that he was doing wrong. Jesus Christ himself did a similar thing. The Pharisees went to Jesus and said, hey, stop talking about King Herod, because what you're saying, Herod's going to come kill you for what you are saying. What did Jesus answer back to these people? Well, in Luke chapter 13 and verse 32, this is what Jesus said. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox that I do miracles today, tomorrow, and the third day. So what is Jesus basically saying here? He's like, listen, you go tell that fox. First of all, notice he called him a fox. A fox, if you ever worked in like agriculture with livestock, you know a fox is a thieving, murderous kind of creature. And this was an agrarian society. So Jesus didn't just say, go tell him. He called him a name. He just called him what he was, this murdering, conniving thief. He says, you go tell that fox that I do miracles today. I'll be right here all day. My address will be right here if he wants to come get me. Today and tomorrow and the third day. He's like, if he can't make it today, fine. I'm going to be here 3 days if he wants to come get me. So Jesus Christ himself, John the Baptist, they would call out politicians by name in public and specifically say to the people what these guys were doing wrong. If it was good enough for John the Baptist and good enough for Jesus Christ, it's good enough for Lee Watts and the people of Kentucky to hear what's going on. Well, let's talk about the other big issue in Kentucky right now. I believe this is the single biggest issue happening in our state, and I don't see anybody in the media talking about it. And it has to do with the pro-life movement. If you watch the news here, you saw a few weeks ago that the Supreme Court of the United States overturned Roe versus Wade, saying the decision on abortion will now be up to each individual state. Kentucky had what is called a trigger law, which says, if the Supreme Court gives us authority, we immediately say there's no right to an abortion in Kentucky. So we got rid of abortion. But then we had one liberal judge who decided he was going to overrule the entire state legislature and put abortion back into Kentucky. However, a Kentucky Court of Appeals has overturned that judge, again making it illegal to commit abortion in Kentucky. But we are going to have other judges reverse that. So, there's two big things that are going to happen. Number one, the Kentucky State Supreme Court is going to issue a ruling on this case. This case is coming before them on November the 15th. Now, let me tell you why they chose November the 15th. They're really being very slick on doing this, because elections happen November the 8th. And there's one particular justice who's rather liberal, Justice Michelle Keller, and she's up for re-election. And if she were to vote for abortion before the election, oh, she'd get run out in a great defeat. The person running against her, who is very conservative and pro-life, is named Mr. Joe Fisher. He is currently a state representative and has been probably the single greatest champion for pro-life legislation for the last 10 or 15 years in Kentucky's General Assembly. He's working to replace this judge. So that's why they said, we'll make a decision on this a week after the election. That way, Justice Keller can just vote for abortion and not have any repercussions. Personally, I'm hoping that Joe Fisher wins that election. If you're up in Northern Kentucky in the 6th Supreme Court District, I hope you'll vote for Joe Fisher, a great, solid, conservative, pro-life guy. But here's the other major important part of this issue and where you, patriots, come into play. We talked about how there was a law passed, and it keeps getting switched back and forth depending on which judge on which day, saying they think it's constitutional or somebody else thinks it's not. Because of that, this November the 8th, there is going to be a proposed amendment to change the Kentucky Constitution to put in a section which says there is no right to an abortion in Kentucky law. And if we do this amendment and approve it this November the 8th, no judge can ever in the future say it's unconstitutional because it's in the Constitution itself. All of the liberal media are completely ignoring this because they don't want you to know there is an opportunity to end abortion in Kentucky forever because we the people will have to vote to approve this amendment. It will be Amendment Proposal Number 2. So we want to vote yes on Amendment 2, yes for life. Now what you can do about it is not only to vote yes, but I hope right now that you will contact all your friends, your family, your in-laws, your outlaws, anybody and everybody, and let them know, hey, did you know that there's a chance to end abortion forever in Kentucky? We need to vote yes on Amendment Number 2 coming up this November the 8th. Liberal media doesn't want anybody to know, so it's up to us. Put out posts on social media, talk to your friends, put it in your church bulletin. Let's get word out, end abortion forever in Kentucky by adding that amendment, Amendment Number 2, to end abortion forever in Kentucky. So that is some huge, big news, and I hope you will do your part about that. Now, I can't let the week go on without hitting one last thing that has been going on, and it is on a national level. And that is where Joe Biden just came out and decreed on Wednesday that he is going to forgive $10,000 to $20,000 per person of student debt. You follow these different categories for different amounts. Now, by doing this, I looked it up. The studies say this is going to cost the American taxpayers $300 billion. We're already in massive out-of-control debt. We're in massive spike of inflation. And this guy just unilaterally decides he's going to forgive $300 billion worth of debt. Do you remember the United States Congress had to get together to send Ukraine $40 billion? What in the world makes anybody think it's legal for Joe Biden just to declare he's going to spend $300 billion? It is time for the United States Congress to stand up and take control of an out-of-control executive branch that is ruling by decree. The Congress is supposed to control the purse strings, and it's about time that they say, you are cut off, and this massive out-of-control spending for these socialist communist programs has to end. Why should one person borrow money and somebody else have to pay it back? This violates another biblical principle. Notice what it says in Psalm 37:21. It says, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again. So it's like, hey, you borrowed. If you don't pay it back, it's wickedness. Not somebody else is supposed to pay it back. And that's what we're facing here. Massive socialist communist programs. Well, that's some of the news going on at the Kentucky Capitol this week. Things you can do to help a church that is providing relief efforts for those in Eastern Kentucky. A big scam being run as a charity by somebody seeking the Senate position. And I look forward to giving you some news and updates on some recent events in next week's program. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport. You've been